My name is Ketsia Aurelien, K-E-T-S-I-A-A-U-R-E-L-I-E-N. I'm a nurse practitioner. This is for Maureen Galbin, M-A-U-R-E-E-N, last name G-A-L-B-A-N. Number one, chronic kidney disease, stage 3B. The patient was referred by Dr. Beltry for CKD 3B evaluation, period. There is no available lab work or urinalysis available to assess the kidney function, period. This CKD is likely related to nephrosclerosis associated with hypertension, hyperlipidemia, and the aging process, period. It is also likely that the patient's other comorbidities may have affected the kidney functions, period. For instance, she has a history of rheumatoid arthritis, coronary artery disease with two stents, fatty liver, and breast cancer status post chemotherapy and radiation about 15 years ago, period. Moreover, she has a history of beta thalassemia, which she follows up with the hematologist at the Florida Cancer Center for, period. Since we have no labs to determine whether this kidney disease is active or a result of her comorbidities, we will order spot urine protein, spot urine albumin, spot urine creatinine for assessment of proteinuria, which would indicate active kidney disease. If observed, semicolon, CBC and CMP, hepatitis panel due to her history of fatty liver and alcoholism, and a renal ultrasound to assess the structures of the kidneys and rule out kidney stones, cysts, or other abnormalities, period. We will also order an abdominal ultrasound to assess the liver for cirrhosis, since the patient has a history of alcoholism and fatty liver, period. Next line, arterial hypertension. Her blood pressure reading today is 127 over 72. She is euvolemic. She weighs 184 pounds with a BMI of 28, period. We discussed the recommended plant-based diet, and she states she is currently following a plant-based diet with very little meat intake, period. Next line, hyperlipidemia. She is currently taking phenofibrate, 145 milligrams every evening, along with atorvastatin, 40 milligrams every evening, period. The phenofibrate has nephrotoxic capabilities, period. We will evaluate the lab results at the next visit and determine whether her kidney functions are stable enough to continue the phenofibrate. If not, we will recommend discontinuation of it, period. Next line, coronary artery disease. The patient had two MIs, with the most recent one 6 months ago. She also has two stents placed, period. She follows with Dr. Athapan, A-T-H-A-P-P-A-N, cardiologist, and sees him every 6 months. She said she was recently seen by him and prescribed her Brilinta along with other regimens for her CAD, period. Next line, rheumatoid arthritis, stable on Humira injections. She follows with Dr. Torres, a rheumatologist, period. She also takes hydromorphone for this, period. Next line, fatty liver, which will be evaluated with an abdominal ultrasound for further assessment and to rule out cirrhosis, which can contribute to CKD3B. Next line, history of breast cancer, which has been in remission for over 15 years per patient, period. She has status post chemotherapy and radiation, period. Next line, beta thalassemia. She follows at the Florida Cancer Center on a regular basis for management. Next line, history of opioid and alcohol dependence. Her patient, she only drinks maybe once weekly and usually drinks wine. Period. We will reevaluate this case in 6 weeks with laboratory workup and ultrasounds. Period. And